Child Protection Policy. The purpose of this policy is to provide board, staff and volunteers direction and guidelines by which to identify and respond appropriately to concerns of abuse and neglect and to understand their role in keeping children safe. In particular, our role is 1. To protect children, 2. To show our commitment to children, 3. To provide guidance to staff in the event of suspected abuse, 4. To ensure public confidence in the safe practices of the organisation and reassure parents, whānau and the community, 5. To provide consistency of actions, 6. To avoid allegations of abuse and to protect and support staff in the event that one is made, 7. To provide accountability and meet government legislation and other requirements. The scope: this policy covers all staff, whether paid or voluntary, who have direct or indirect contact with children or young persons. Definitions: Vulnerable Children's Act 2014, child means a boy or girl under the age of 14 years, and young person means a boy or girl over the age of 14 years but under the age of 17. Child abuse is defined as the harming, whether physically, emotionally or sexually, ill treatment, abuse, neglect or deprivation of any child or young person. Staff means people working for South Alive and includes employees, contractors, board members and volunteers, whether working on a full-time, part-time, casual or temporary basis. The designated person for child protection is the board chair. Principles: South Alive is committed to the protection and well-being of children, young people, vulnerable adults and their families. This policy has the clear intent to outline the standards and principles by which all staff will abide, define child abuse, outline the action to be taken by staff where any form of abuse or ill treatment is known or suspected, establish what action is required when allegations are made against staff, and explore the implications for staff training. South Alive will ensure that staff are carefully selected with the principles of this policy in mind. Staff are aware of this policy and accompanying procedures and or guidelines. All services provided by South Alive for the safety and well-being of children and young people adhere to the principles of partnership, protection and participation, and the rights and responsibilities accorded by the Treaty of Waitangi. Responsibilities: all staff are responsible for the safety and well-being of children and young people. Any member of staff may directly witness child abuse or have allegations made by a child or an adult reported to them. When reporting an actual or alleged incident, staff should record known facts or observations in writing with time and date and what was said and by whom. It is the responsibility of staff to be aware of and have knowledge of the indicators of neglect, potential or actual abuse, and to report any concerns, suspicions or allegations directly and immediately to the designated person, or if unavailable, with the board chair, who will then contact external agencies if appropriate. Staff are not to investigate concerns of abuse directly. The statutory responsibility to investigate allegations of child abuse resides solely with Oranga Tamariki and or the police. The role of the designated person for child protection is to ensure the safety and well-being of children and young people is paramount. If a child is at immediate risk of harm, then the police should be notified. Complete a report of concern where deemed necessary with Oranga Tamariki and or the police. Keep and safeguard records on all child protection cases. Check that staff are supported appropriately when dealing with child protection concerns, and consult with the board chair regarding all child protection concerns. Safe recruitment, training and working practices of staff. A clear and consistent approach will be taken when employing and training staff and volunteers who will work with children. Workforce safety checks will be undertaken when prospective employees or volunteers are recruited for roles that will involve interaction with children. This will include proof of identity, interviewing, reference, good character checks, police vetting and assessment of any risks that prior convictions may have. All employment appointments to positions that have direct and or frequent contact with children or young people will be conditional on a satisfactory police vetting check. Staff will receive child protection training at the level appropriate to their role, but will, as part of their induction, include the basic awareness of child protection, signs and indicators of abuse and reporting procedures. Staff will sign their acceptance of these responsibilities as part of the South Alive Code of Conduct. Volunteers under the age of 18 years will be assessed as to their suitability and character. This may be done by contacting their current school, referees, or ensuring that they are not in any situation where they may be alone with children. In the case that outside providers may be contracted by South Alive for any programs that involve children or young people, an agreement will be required to ensure that the organisation providing the services takes responsibility for their staff conduct and safety to meet child protection expectations. Confidentiality is important when dealing with sensitive information that may affect vulnerable children and or staff privacy. giving information to protect children and young people better is not a breach of privacy, as per Principle 11 of the Privacy Act, which states, disclosure of the information is necessary to prevent or lessen a serious threat. However, such information should not be shared with members of the public to ensure that an appropriate resolution is reached. Confidential and sensitive information that is reported will only be available to the South Alive Board and the designated staff member, and will be dealt with in committee. Staff complaints or allegations. Allegations of complaints of abuse against staff must be taken seriously and reported to the designated person or the board chair, who will deal with these sensitively and expediently within the procedures of this policy, and will decide if a notification to Oranga Tamariki and or the police is appropriate. Relevant legislation and subsequent amendments thereto. The Vulnerable Children's Act 2014, Privacy Act 1993, and Employment Relations Act 2000. Indicators of abuse. As per sample attached, identification of abuse and neglect. This policy will be reviewed and updated in line with any changes in legislation and associated policies and as part of the South Alive review schedule. That concludes the policy, but the policy does have a number of attachments to it, including a template for a report of concern and a number of definitions for the identification of abuse and neglect, including definitions for physical abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, and neglect. And that concludes this policy.